Get your ass Timmy.
He's
a little lamb with a lot.
What's a lot?
He's always having such a lot of fun.
Timmy.
He's a little lamb with a lot of fun. All right. KFI AM 640. Ah, ding dong. Hey, if you're a big cruiser, Mark, are you a big cruiser? Do you like cruise ships?
Never been on one before.
Never been on one.
I hear that they're prone to outbreaks of crippling diarrhea.
Oh no, cruise ships are the way to go, man.
Is this?
I went on two cruises in my life, both with my mom. Right when I was 15, kind of studly move, right?
Aren't you terrified of the deep water?
Disappear. No, I think most people make it back, right? But I really enjoy it. Have you been on one, Russ, right?
Yeah, I'm Russ. Yeah.
Have you been on a cruise, dude?
No, never been on one.
Angel, have you been on one?
I have been.
Yes, my kind of people.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, the thing about it is that you don't have to, you know, leave your hotel room and head to another hotel room to another town that you want to go visit.
Yep.
So it's nice to be able to not have to pack and unpack a bunch of times.
Where'd you go? Did you go to Europe?
Yeah, I went to the Aegean Sea.
Wow. Like Greece, in that area?
Yeah. Bounced around the islands and then took a quick check and then went back and island hopped for a while.
That's kind of cool. I had a friend of mine who has a really big heart, but I wasn't really interested in cracking the books in school. And I get it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, look, if you're going to have one thing or another in life, be a really fun guy to hang out with and not tell me where Greece is or tell me where Greece is and be an a-hole, I'm going with the fun guy who doesn't know where it is, you know? And he went on his honeymoon to Greece for 2 weeks. Right. He got married to his lovely wife and they went to Greece for 2 weeks. And we had a globe for some reason in the office. Right. And I said to him, I said, hey, can you point to me on the globe where you think Greece is? Right. And he goes, I have no idea. I have no idea. And I'm like, I find that so fascinating that he's going to go to a place on Earth for 2 weeks and he can't identify where it is on the globe. I found that so remarkable.
I love that. Yeah.
I mean, it's so refreshing that it doesn't matter to him where it is. He just heard it was fun and he's going to take a plane. Didn't know how many hours. Didn't know what direction he was going. He was just going to end up in Greece.
I admire
Can he
that.
Identify it after?
He could not. He could not.
No.
No, he didn't care.
Just roll the dice.
Right. But anyway, we got a brand new cruise ship, a new cruise line that left, I believe, like 10 years ago, and it's coming back to L.A. Let's figure it out who it is, right? Oh, this is their pre-sale chant. Hey, washy, washy. I don't know what it means, but I like pre-sale chants.
Hey, washy, washy. Hey, washy, washy, washy.
Get into that.
Washy, washy, washy. It is. It's catchy.
It is. I think that one's a little long, though.
The employees aboard the Navigator of the Seas are excited to set sail again. This evening, they'll be leaving the port of Los Angeles with passengers, not just for the first time since the pandemic, for the first time in a decade.
Wow.
The executive director of the port says this is just the beginning.
We will have more than 200 sailings on schedule.
That's a lot. In 1 year, 200 sailings, nearly one a day or one every other day?
For the year 2022. And that's the most we've had since pre-recessionary days.
Royal Caribbean Pole.
Man, I have a feeling when this cruise industry gets back up on its feet completely, that they're going to be sold out. If you want to take a cruise, you're looking probably at a year or two out. Because cruise people are a very loyal group. They love cruising. They love other people that like cruising. And they don't care how much money it is. They want to get on that ship and get out on that ocean and enjoy it. And they're my kind of people, too. I love these cruise people.
Royal Caribbean pulled out of Los Angeles years ago because there wasn't enough demand for its sailings. But the cruise line says when the industry completely shut down during the pandemic, they started reassessing their itineraries.
Wow.
And realized there was opportunity here once again.
Yes. Plenty of opportunity here in LA.
It's obvious to recognize that people are excited to be traveling again.
Yep.
And cruising has proven to be one of the safest vacation options out there.
Right now, to ensure all COVID safety protocols can be followed, the newly renovated Navigator of the Seas is only sailing at around 50% capacity.
Okay. But that's even better, right? If you're on a cruise ship, you want it. I mean, a 50% sounds like a dream.
But they're hoping to welcome more people on board in the coming months. Officials say even half-full cruise ships will have a positive impact on the local economy.
Cruise creates jobs or their passenger terminals, longshore labor, bookings at local hotels, customer traffic for our downtown restaurants and shops.
You know what? I've noticed this on a cruise, that there's no tweeners. There's either guys and gals that get up at 6 a.m., have coffee, walk around the promenade deck, and then go to the buffet, or... there are people like me who wake up around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, completely hungover and looking for an eye opener, you know?
Now you're talking my language.
But there's no tweeners. There's no guy that gets up at like 9 o'clock and reads the newspaper. You either get up at 6 or you get up at 3.
How old were you when you went on your first cruise?
I was 15, I think 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And my mom was a world-class bridge player. She was a life master, by the way. And she really was good at bridge. And so she went on a cruise ship to teach bridge. And they said you can take a kid of yours or an extra passenger if you want for only $50. And my mom like, well, that's a sweet deal. So for my junior high graduation gift, because that's how they wrote it off, right? I got to sail with my mom out of San Pedro up to Alaska on a 2-week cruise and then back to San Pedro. Now, what I didn't tell you is the cruise left on the exact same day that I was supposed to start high school at Birmingham. So the first 2 weeks of high school, where all my friends were, you know, meeting gals and getting their classes and their books and getting into sports and getting the rhythm of school going, I was on a cruise ship, and by 45 years, I was the youngest person on that cruise ship. The next person closest to me was 60 years old. 60, right? But I enjoyed it. I played bingo with the old people. I ate with the old people. I farted with the old people. I did everything with the old people. And I remember it was called the Royal Viking Sky. And bingo was a big deal. And bingo!
And, you and our president.
And there was one towards the end of the cruise. It was called Blackout, and you had to buy normally you get the cruise, you get the bingo cards for free and they just give out prizes, but you had to buy a card and each card was $10. And my mom gave me $20 and she goes, hey, go ahead and play bingo. Right. I had two cards and it was $20, $10 per card. And the winning prize was a mink coat worth, I don't know, my mom said $8,000 to $12,000, right? It's a full length, authentic Norwegian or Canadian, whatever it was, mink coat. And about 25 minutes into bingo, this little 15-year-old a-hole, right? Bingo! Bingo! They checked the card, you know, B4, 98, all that stuff. And they gave me the coat. And I took it back to the room. And, it's in this beautiful case, you know, this hanging bag. And I go, hey, Ma, I won this coat. And she looks at it and she goes, wow, that's sensational. It's like a $12,000 mink coat, right? Probably can't do it nowadays. It's a little politically incorrect. But my mom said, I'll give you $500 for that mink coat right now. And I said, $500? That's like, I don't even have to work anymore in life. You know, at 15 years old, $500 is the end of the world.
Jackpot.
Little did I know that she was ripping off her oldest son on the high seas. Right? She's jacking me around on the high seas. So I was all drunk with bingo power. And she took that coat and, man, she wore it for years and years. And every time she wore it, I'm like, wow, I got hosed. I got stung by the old lady. Big old Big Mac. The Redbird got me on the high seas, man. I could have saved that coat. And if I sold it to a pawn shop when I got back, I probably could have made like $6,000 or $7,000. But really? Man, yeah, Big Red got me. In the Pacific
on the
Ocean.
High seas.
I got duked by Big Red on the high seas, man. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. More news now with Mark Ronner. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Here we have money to give away. $1,000 could be yours. Just text the secret word to 200-200. You can have $1,000. Here's how we do it.
KFI has your chance to win $1,000.
Text the nationwide keyword
deposit, DEPOSIT,
to 200-200.
You'll get a confirmation text and info.
Standard data and message rates apply in this nationwide contest.
That's deposit to 200-200.
You know, Rush, you can't win. I see you in there banging on that phone every day. You're not eligible for this.
Oh, man.
You can't. You can join, but you're not going to win.
I keep trying, though.
I know, but I they're not going to give you $1,000.
Yeah, man. It's probably not legal.
All right. Anyway, you can win between 5:20 a.m. and 7:20 p.m. Every hour, giving away $1,000 on this national contest. So if the phone rings, pick it up, or you know, makes a noise, whatever it does nowadays. But I remember real quickly, then we'll move on. When I won that coat, that mink coat on the Royal Viking Sky with my mom, I remember how fearful I was of my life when I won it. Because I was in the dining room, and the dining room was huge. There were 550 people on that boat or on that ship, and every one of them could fit in the dining room. Right? There weren't two seatings for dinner. There was one, and there was probably about 300 or 400 people wanting to win that coat, and I won it. And I remember walking out of there with that mink coat. And after I won, I was really afraid for my life because all these arthritic, these old bags were grabbing that mink coat. And yeah. they wanted to touch it, right? And with their big fake rings and their sun-spotted paws and all their hands smelled like Virginia Slims, right? And I just barely made it out of there alive.
I'm surprised you didn't get caned to death.
I know. I felt that for the first time, I felt like, wow, man, I almost got.
I would have been annoyed.
They
that
were.
You won that.
They were so pissed. And there, you know, someone were swearing at me, and I'm like, I'm only 15, right?
Yeah, it's like, what do you need with that?
Yeah, I know, but little did they know, you know, my mom was going to soon rip me off, right?
that you would get it.
Yeah, I made $500, but because I went on a cruise with my mom for the first 2 weeks of high school, when I got back, there were no classes available, so I had Photoshop for first period. I had the mechanic shop for second period, and I was on the dive team. That was like one of the few things that was left. I've never dove off a diving board in my life, but I was on the dive team because they need another guy. And so I'd show up in my bathing suit. It was freezing as hell, right? It was like, you know, the first class in the morning, and the coach, nice guy. He knew I wasn't going to be on the team. I was just, you know, I was there because I couldn't find any other class. He's like, hey, you got to put a Speedo on. And I remember talking to him. I go, hey, buddy, I didn't develop like the other cats around here. I'm not putting on the Speedo, right? I'm not showing all the gals that, you know, I'm more like them than I am my buddies. So I said, I'm going to wear just the hang 10, you know, the baggy shorts. And, you know, I try to, you know, at least leave a little mystery with what's going on downstairs.
So there are no photos of you in a Speedo.
There are none. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
Chris Little doesn't even have one.
He doesn't have one of me, but he has some of, there's other teenagers that he has. And I guess they're his kids. I don't know. But anyway, that pursuit today was unbelievable. And I got so many texts from it too. Angel and Bellio and Russ and Steve Gregory and my buddies that live in Burbank. And everyone's like, wow, you got to watch this chase. It's unbelievable. You got to get this chase on. I'm like, oh, I'm watching. I'm on top of it. Let's find out what happened here.
Well, you guys, take a look at the car. It is trashed. Ooh. All of the windows blown out. The LAPD tells us this chase began in South LA around 12:30. This Honda was stolen. 3 hours later, the suspect was taken into custody. Now, let's show you some video of the most dramatic part of this pursuit. It was in Orange County when the suspect was on the 5 freeway in Anaheim being chased by the LAPD.
And the guy does a U-turn on the freeway.
He started going the wrong way. Woo! On the freeway at a high rate of speed, narrowly missing cars driving past him.
Wow.
The suspect then stopped the stolen gray Honda and just sat on the freeway as the CHP HP shut down the five. When the suspect started moving, he went onto surface streets in Buena Park. Police tried a pit, which stopped him momentarily, but he was off again. At one point, police tried spike strips. We have video of that. This was also on surface streets. Police deployed the spike strips a few times, trying to slow the suspect down.
And then he eventually ended up on, I think it was in Lakewood. Where did he end up, Angel? I'm sure you're looking at it. Was it Lakewood?
Lakewood, Long Beach area.
Yeah,
right
near the 605 and 91 or something like that.
Bloomfield and Delamo,
yes,
right there.
Yes, that's right. Right near that Pizza Hut there. I bet the guy who owns a pizza was thrilled, right? He was going to close down the business for 4 hours on a Friday. But so he comes out, he gets out of the car, and LAPD blasts away with him with these rubber bullets or bean bags, whatever. And man, this guy was tough. He's like, F that. I'm going to get back in the car and move again. And he got back in the car and he was off again. And those beanbags and those rubber bullets didn't seem to have any effect on him at all.
Let me tell you, those things hurt. I've been shot by those a lot.
Is that right?
Oh, more than anybody you know, and tear gas. if somebody can just not break stride when you're smacked with those, that is impressive.
Yeah, that really is. How come you've been shot so many times?
Just covering the news, covering protests, riots, okay. Stuff all like right. That. WTO riots, that kind of stuff.
There's a message to those things, right? The rubber bullets.
I don't bruise, but those bruised me.
Yeah. And this guy got in the car, man. He was off again. And he was almost like he was pissed, right? That they were popping him with these rubber bullets. And they finally got him. But, man, that chase went on and on and on. And I couldn't pull myself away from that TV set because this guy was a class A, right? He was a 10 out of 10, man. He put on a show, that dude. That guy knows how to do it, man. He put on a TV show for me. For like 2 hours, I was watching TV commercial free and I couldn't pull away from it. And I don't do that with any other TV event. Like if I'm watching football, I pause it, go eat or whatever. But man, you got to watch that thing live and you got to stay with it. And this guy, this dude, man, he knew how to put on a show. He comes from a showman family. I bet he's got a showbiz family, right? Maybe his mom was a dancer and his dad was a singer or something. This guy knows how to put on a show.
So maybe they practiced with the beanbags and the rubber bullets.
I guess. But that guy, man, he is entertaining. I'd like to find out that guy's name. That guy is, that guy's more entertaining than 99% of the actors in town. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640 is Conway Show. Don't forget Neil Savage of The Fork Report tomorrow at Smart and Final in Orange, Tustin and Contella, right off the 55 freeway. 2 to 5 p.m. And he's going to be raising money for Katarina's Club. So buzz on out there. Cool dude, right? And if you like the program, right? Not Neil's, this one. I wouldn't be sitting here if it wasn't for Neil Saavedra. Neil Saavedra is the only reason I'm here. The only reason I'm here. How about that? Kind of cool. I'll never, ever let him forget that.
Same boat.
Is that right?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, my first interview was with Neil Saavedra in Koreatown.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, he gave me a shot in a part-time job.
Wow. That's kind of cool, right? And, you know, what's really weird is Neil also tried to keep Bellio and Crozier out of this station. So it's sort of yin-yang, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little balance.
Yeah, right. Ding dong. All right, let's talk to Alex Michelson. He's with us. Ding dong with you, bub.
Ding dong with you. So we have Neil to blame.
That's right. That's right. Neil Saavedra. If you want to send a hate letter about this show, address it to Neil Saavedra. Hey, let's do a quick whip around. I don't think we've involved you in a whip around, have we?
You have before, but I'm excited. What's now?
All right. You know these sequoias. We lost a lot of these sequoia trees up in Northern California to the fires. It's a really sad story. I'm sure you covered it.
Right. Yeah.
How many single-family homes can the average large sequoia, can you build from one large sequoia tree? How many single-family homes, how much wood can one tree supply to build how many single-family homes? Let's start with Russ.
I'm going to go with 25.
25 is wrong. How about Sharon Bellio?
75.
75 is wrong. Let's go with the wolf. Wolf, you haven't been in one of these whip arounds yet. How many houses, single family homes, can you build with one Sequoia? What did he say? What did he say? 75?
Yeah.
35. 35? Man, he is death on the air, huh? This guy. all right, Mark Ronner.
I'm going to say 2 because I need a lot of room to move around.
Okay. All right, Angel.
So does this include the guest house on the property?
Oh, my God.
Or just the main house?
I'd rather go with the wolf again. All right. What's your answer?
Let's go with 13.
13 is wrong. How about Alex Michelson?
How about 18?
18 is wrong, too. 120.
What?
Woo! Whoa.
120 single-family homes can be built with one Sequoia.
Wow.
Why are we knocking them all down then? Right? We got a housing problem. We have too many Sequoias. It's a perfect solution.
But are we talking Brentwood or are we talking?
No, I think we're. I think.
How do we define a single family home here?
I think it's Baker. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. Little townhouse up in Baker. I always like to name a small city. So, like if you name any city around here. Like, if I were to say, like, Sylmore or Long Beach, I'd get hate email. But if you say Baker, I'm like, oh, yeah, Baker's far enough away. You can say that. Hey, so where were you when you found out the Rittenhouse decision or the outcome of the trial? And how did your fellow news reporters and anchors, what did they feel about the decision?
I was getting ready to come into work right when I saw that because we work early on Fridays to do the issue is. Right. I think there wasn't a lot of surprise among most people that really were following the trial quickly. I think, you know, there's two different things going on now. There's the political arguments that both the left and the right have used this case to try to be a part of the narrative that they're trying to put out, whether it be about the Second Amendment or Black Lives Matter. And then there's the facts of the case. And if you're really following the facts of the case, it seemed pretty likely that this was going to be the outcome. Now, there's a whole debate that could be had based off of do the laws make sense that the jury is being asked to apply here? Should somebody be allowed to just walk around openly with an AR-15 like that?
Hell
but that's not what the jury was being asked to decide here. They were being asked to decide based off of the laws as they're written. And that I think for most people that were certainly legal experts that I talked to, they thought this is what was going to happen.
I would love to find out from the jury how the deliberations went. Was it, you know, was it 10 to 2 and they had to convince two people, or was it 10 to 2 the opposite way and they looked at everything again? Or was it unanimous and they just wanted to wait for the weekend because maybe they thought, I don't know, there'd be, you know, less people out there on a weekend. I don't know, but I'd love to find out what took 4 days.
Yeah, as far as we know, I don't think any of the jurors have spoken publicly yet.
Right.
The judge was very clear to them that they don't have to.
Right.
There could be a payday for one of them or many of them if they want to, you know, write a book or sell their story. Who knows?
I didn't know that. You can make money as a juror, huh?
I think so. I mean, that happened in the O.J. Simpson case. That happened in other high-profile cases in the past. We know that Kyle Rittenhouse is going to be on with Tucker Carlson on Monday on Fox News Channel. So we'll hear his side of the story. But, I think evoking so many different reactions. It's been an unbelievable news day. I mean, the amount of things that are happening at the same time.
It gives you a sense that
everybody's ready to go on vacation.
It's been an unbelievable news year, you know?
Yeah.
It really is crazy.
Today, I mean, you got the Build Back Better law. You've got Joe Biden was not president for 85 minutes. You had Kamala Harris being president. You had those crazy pursuits on the streets of Southern California. I mean, there's just so much happening in one day.
And then you got these rumors out there, these crazy rumors that the White House isn't happy with Kamala Harris and they may want to replace her.
Well, I don't know about that last part of it. There's certainly rumors that they're not happy with her, but I don't know about the replacing part.
You couldn't
that
replace
I haven't
her.
Seen.
That would be a disaster.
yeah.
All right. Can you stay with us? I know we're running a little late, but I want to give you enough time to pitch that show of yours.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Ding dong with you. All right. Alex Michelson's with us. When we come back, we'll talk about his show. It's on at 10:30 every Friday night. The issue is, and we have him on because he's one of the sane, one of the more sane reporters, that he goes after the left and the right, and he really sort of hits it right in the middle. And that's what I like. I don't want a guy that come on and, you know, be too crazy one way or the other, right? You can get that on the internet. But this Alex Michelson is a fair guy, and he'll tell you where he thinks the Democrats and or the Republicans are shooting themselves in the foot. So, like to have this dude on. We're live on KFI AM. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Alex Michelson's with us from Fox 11 News. And ding dong with you, bub.
Ding dong with you. Nobody says Fox 11 News better than you. We need to hire you just to record the open.
Man, I got to slide in there because I could use a couple extra bucks. What the hell? Hey, so your show is really taking off. And I told you this before, but man, you're really set up nicely for the midterms for 2022 with all your affiliates and, you know, and the show really humming.
Yeah, California really could be at the center of a lot of the congressional races. You know, the state is so blue when it comes to statewide offices, but a lot of the closest congressional races are going to be here in California. And it could be the thing that put Republicans over the top to be run the House. And Kevin McCarthy, one of our own of Bakersfield, could be the next Speaker of the House. Of course, he spoke for 8 hours yesterday on the floor in order to fight back against this Build Back Better plan. In the end, though, the Democrats passed it in the House, but who knows what's going to happen in the Senate if they can get the moderate Democrats to get behind this $2 trillion bill.
Yeah, a friend of mine said, hey, can you believe this a-hole spoke for 8 hours? And I'm like, yeah, I do 20 hours a week. I don't know what 8 hours is so impossible, right? What the hell? But also,
you got very lengthy commercial breaks, Tim, which I think is great because
Daddy
needs to get paid. But Kevin McCarthy didn't get any commercial breaks. He had to keep going without a bathroom break either.
That's great. Hey, do you and there's some high profile congressional seats that on both the Democrat and Republican side where people aren't running again. They're tired.
Yeah, and I think a lot of Democrats also think that they may be in the minority, so try to get out while they can. We'll see. We're going through redistricting in California right now. We're losing a seat because other states' populations grew more than here.
Sucks.
So at least one person is going to be out of a job. We don't know where those final lines are going to be. We'll know that by the end of December, and then people will really start making announcements about running or not running once they know what the district looks like.
We got about 30 seconds left. Who's on the big show tonight?
We've got Adam Schiff talking about the big bill today, and then a great, inspiring conversation with Michael Tubbs, the former mayor of Stockton, with this incredible life story, has a new book out, and really amazing about overcoming a lot of obstacles, and I'm excited about that.
Is Schiff still pushing the Russian angle?
We didn't get into Russia.
All right, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. We're not on next Friday. Tell your mom and dad and sister I said hey, and we'll catch you in a couple weeks.
We often joke, but I really mean this. I am so grateful for you and your friendship and this show. And at this time of Thanksgiving, thank you for everything.
Buddy, we love having you on. You're the only reporter we have on from TV or radio every single week, every Friday, and there's a reason for it. You're a fair guy. You're not far left. You're not far right. You ridicule both sides when they deserve it, and there's very few people doing that.
Well, we love you. You put on a great show. I love listening all the time. And have a happy holiday.
All right, you too.
My best to your family.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. All right, there he goes. Alex Michelson, everybody. Ding dong with that guy. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.